See on Omaha. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I get out of my car as geese are flying over. What are we doing? Where are we? Where am I? What's happening? I am, of course, at Herrenhaven. Who am I? My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm glad you could join me today on this lovely, very warm Saturday. It's about 45 degrees Fahrenheit today, so nice and warm. And it was freezing yesterday, and it's not even noon today, so hopefully we don't have much water on the ice. As I was driving by the golf course just 1 minute ago, I noticed that there was a lot of geese out there. Tons and tons of geese on the golf course. I don't know if that means there's going to be geese here or what. But the other thing you need to know is that I'm actually wearing my boots. And I haven't worn these in years. I bought these boots. These are not like big boots. They're not tall boots. These are just ankle boots that I bought to wear when I had my job fixing copiers. And these boots are now I got to get used to walking in them again, because each one weighs about 2 pounds, 1 kilogram each. And they make me at least an inch taller. So it's kind of throwing me off. And I'm trying to walk on the trail here, but the trail that used to be covered with slush froze over, and now some of this trail is just solid ice, but it's not flat, and so it's hard to walk on, and blah, 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 blah. So I'm having some difficulty walking, but I think I'm figuring it out. There's lots of squirrels out here today. They're taunting me. And I decided to wear my boots because I wanted to keep my shoes dry. I have some family in town, and I have to, you know, hang out and do stuff with them later on today, and I didn't want to do that in wet shoes. So I went to the effort of putting my boots on, and it was an effort. I had to remember how to tie shoes, because I haven't worn shoes that required tying in many years. Probably since the last time I wore these boots. It's probably been 5 years. Possibly more. Is this squirrel messing with me? This squirrel has a bad attitude. Squirrelies. So here we are at the sub pond. Oh, and it looks so fun. There's a few birds flying around, chirping and derping, doing little birdie stuff. What was that sound? I heard a wheat wheat. Was that a bird? So now I'm heading out towards the boardwalk in my boots. Which I'm having a strange time getting used to. I haven't worn these in a long time. So it's kind of weird, kind of awkward. But I'm doing all right. So here we are on the boardwalk. And as we walk out here, what's going on? I see nothing. I see nothing. So I think we're just gonna get down on the ice here today and see what's happening. Crunch, crunch. On the ice. And it's supposed to be warm tomorrow, too. It's supposed to be almost 60 degrees Fahrenheit, which is unheard of. Well, sort of, for the month of February here in Omaha, Nebraska. But as I'm constantly reminding you, the weather here can get very weird. And when I say weird, I mean it can be cold when it's supposed to be hot, and it can be hot when it's supposed to be cold. However, tomorrow is also supposed to be really windy. So I don't know if we're going to be able to go out tomorrow. So I thought, well, we better get in our action today. I am now over the channel, the dangerous part. And I'm looking out towards the muskratty area, and I think I can see one. I see a little round lump. A little round lump of a dude. Oh boy, I almost slipped and fell. Ooh, here's a particularly slick spot. I'm on smooth ice and not snow. Wow, I hope I didn't just pull my back. That would be painful. Yeah, I think I'm good. All right. I'm getting closer. I'm 40 meters away from the spring inlet. Yeah, and that's definitely a muskrat sitting there doing something. The wind is at my back, so he has to be smelling me by now. I'm looking for other scrats. The sun isn't in the best spot. Oh, there's one, yeah. Another scratty just swam out from underneath the ice. And it spooked the scrat that was eating. So that scratty, the first scratty went over to the reeds. And that other scrat, oh, he's a big one. The one that swam out from under the ice, he's a big dude. That must be our big daddy scrat. I'm getting closer. I'm 20 meters out. I'm also trying to look back towards the delta, see if there's any geese back there. I'm wondering why all the geese are at the golf course. Alright, I'm slowing down a little bit. Just walking real slow. Oh, that big scratty, he's swimming upstream now a little bit. Where's he going? Oh, he's going over to his little regular hangout. He's gonna sit on a log. Oh, look at that guy. He's a biggin'. Now, where'd that little scratty go? Alright, I'm up to the water. And I'm finding my tracks from the last time I was here, and I'm finding some other fresh tracks. Are these raccoon tracks? Yeah. Some raccoons have been hanging out here. Now, I wonder how much closer I can get. Now see, some of this melted and then refroze. Where am I safe? Who knows? I wonder if I can get up here a little bit closer. I'm going for it. I'm on a shelf. I think I just saw something swim under the ice. That was not a scratty, that was a fish. Okay, that big scrat, he's watching me now because I'm getting kind of closer. This is as far as I can go. And that scrat is, what, 15 meters away? Maybe a little bit less. He's just sitting up there. I can't tell if he's on a rock or if he's on a stick or what, but he's mostly out of the water. Just sitting there. He turned his back towards me. So obviously he's not feeling any threat from our little tobster. Now I'm checking out the ice shelf. Where are those scrats going when they dive underneath there? I cannot figure out what they could be doing. It's a little breezy. It's a little breezy out here today. I hope the wind noise isn't too terrible. And it's making my hands cold. Of course, I didn't I didn't wear any gloves or anything, because I'm not really a glove guy. And I'm still looking for that other scrat. I'm looking for any other scratties. Not seeing any yet. Where's my scrats? And you can probably hear the traffic driving by on West Maple Road. Those cars are less than 30 meters away. So when you hear this, you think, oh, Tobe, he must be out in the middle of the country, out in nature, out in the forest. No, I'm in the middle of a city, and I'm standing pretty much just 30 meters away from the second busiest street in the entire city. And that's where their muskrats live. They live right next to the busy street. And that street is West Maple Road. So if you're looking at Herrenhaven on a map, you know, it's the southern edge that borders West Maple Road. And I'm in the southeast corner looking at scratties. And I looked back and there's somebody on the boardwalk out there, or way back there. I wonder if they've noticed me yet. I wonder if they've noticed my scratties. Oh, my scratty's moving. Where's he going? He's working his way upstream right next to the bank. See, and that's where I think they have a den, right about there. Yeah, he's now sort of sitting on the edge of the bank. And he's rubbing his itchy scratty face. I wish I could get up there. I wish I had waders. I would step into the water here, which is only about not even 15 centimeters deep, even less in places. The water is crystal clear. This is spring water coming in, and I can see the bottom of the stream / pond. Clear as day, clear as glass this water is. And what's that scratty doing? He's just still scratching his butt. Oh, now he's scratching behind his ears. Oh, that's itchy ears, so we got to do some scratty scratches. Now, what's he doing? He's thinking about going up the bank or doing something. This is what I wish I could get up there. I think just right around that little bend there, I think the scratties have a den right over there. Yeah, see, he's kind of walking up the bank. He's going halfway up. What's he doing? I'm continually looking behind me, checking under the ice shelf, looking for more scrats. Okay, our scrat just dove, and now he's swimming in the little stream. He's going upstream. I think he got a snack or something, because now he's coming back with something in his mouth. Yep, he must have a piece of cattail, and he just climbed up the bank. He just climbed up the bank. He must be eating that. I can kind of see his butt, but that's about it. So come on, where did our other scrats go? Where'd that little scrat go, that first scratty go that I saw? See, he was right over there sitting on that stick, and then when the big scrat showed up, the little scrat jumped over to the reeds over there. And he must have swam away, because he's not hanging around now. Where's my scratties? Do-do-do, looking for scrats. Where are you? Where are you at? I've got to find them, because they're so cute and funny. Well, our main Mr. Big Scratty, he's still sitting on the bank up there, apparently eating. And I'm not seeing any other scratties. I'm looking for them. I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking upstream, checking out the banks. Don't see anything. Turn around. I'm right at where the ice shelf starts I'm looking under the ice shelf where I can, and I'm not seeing any action. I'm seeing there's some bubbles coming out over there. Is somebody over there? I don't think so. I don't see anybody. The ice is really thin for about, a meter to 2.5 meters in places before it gets thick enough to be not translucent. So I can see under the ice. I can see through the ice for a ways. But I'm not seeing any scratties under the ice. We just got that one scratty dude hiding up there still. He's up there on the bank, still eating. Where's our other scrat? Oh, the wind is coming up a little bit. The wind is a bit cool. The wind is cold, but I'm standing in direct sunlight, so I don't know. It kind of balances out. When the wind's not blowing, it's kind of warm and nice. But that wind is a little bit cool. And I can't find any more scratties. Huh. Where did they go? I do not know. Where's my scratties? Scratties, come out, please. Time for me to see you. Nope. They just don't feel like it. And I kind of feel like moving. I'm going to wait for this wind and gust to die down first, though. That one scrat, he's still just sitting up there. He's not, you know, he's not worried about me or anything else. He's just chomping on his yummy cattail or whatever. Okay, I'm turning around here. I'm not stepping over there. That's not safe. All right. Okay, so back on the main ice sheet here. And I'm walking over towards the delta to see if there's any geese action going on over there. And I'm also kind of walking along this patch of cattails, trying to figure out if there's some place to where those muskrats are swimming. Are they just swimming over here? I don't know. There's no good place for them to. There's no good swimming areas. Alright, so oh, wow. Here's my footprints. Here's some other footprints. These are not raccoon footprints. This must be fox right here. Yeah. These are fox prints, and these are fairly fresh, like within a day or two. Alright. It's getting a little slick out here. Gotta be careful. Slippery. Alright, so I'm walking kind of towards Goose Island. I'm about halfway there. And I'm looking out over towards the blind and the delta. And there's no geese over there. There's no geese back here anywhere. There's no dudes. Which I'm finding to be kind of funny. Slightly odd. Because I thought there would be tons. But no. All the geese are hanging out over at the golf course. So now I'm just sort of walking around, doing nothing. I want to avoid that patch of ice over there. That does not look entirely groovy. So we're just sort of taking the long way around here. It's very slippery. Please don't let me fall down. I do not want to fall down and break my radio equipment. I can hear crackling ice as I walk. Crack, crack, crack. Oh, it's just so fun. And of course, I'm over the channel right now. So if the ice were to break, we'd be in the deepest part of the water. And it would be so cold. Alright. But now, I'm kind of over here to the entrances of the little fingerling ponds. I'm just looking down into them. There's nothing going on back there. There's no dudes. Where's all my dudes? I do not know. See, and here's that tree that has that bark chewed off of it. Who is chewing off that bark right there? Huh. It's not a beaver, not at this time of year, although there is other beaver damage right around here. I wonder if muskrats are chewing on that, but how are they getting there? Can't be muskrats. Huh. A mystery. A fun mystery. Alright, speaking of beaver damage, here's a tree that's been chopped down by a big beaver. It's gonna be a while before we have any beavers. See, there's some muskrat tracks in that mud. Yeah, usually in the spring, a transient beaver will show up, hang out for a while, and sometimes he'll hang out long enough to chop down some trees. And then he'll leave. I'm walking back into one of these hidden ponds because there's lots of animal tracks back here. Is this raccoon or is this fox? These tracks are just old enough that I can't really tell what animal they belong to. This is my favorite hidden pond. This is the secret duck harbor. This is where the ducks like to come back and hide. They're so nice, those lovely ducks. No ducks back here today, though. I'm checking all the way in the back here, looking for some fresh tracks. These tracks that I'm on are a couple days old. Yeah, but see, you can see where the tracks go over through there and into there. This is a good place for dudes. Some more geese are flying in overhead. About 10 of them are flying over to the golf course. And all this ice back here is covered in snow because the sun doesn't get to it. Oh yeah. So here's another little path. Some little dudes have been running around in here. Can the muskrats get back here? There's no open water, but I don't know. It's a mystery. This is when I wish I had a lot of trail cameras. Because the winter is the best time for trail cameras here at Harenhaven, because you can come back here and you can put cameras on all the secret animal trails. That would be fun. Someday I will do that. Someday I will. Now I'm back in the inside of the boardwalk. Do-do-do-do-do. Just walking around. Leaving human footprints on the ice. Just to do it. Somebody has to leave their footprints in the snow. Otherwise, it's all just foxes and snoodlers and stuff. So we gotta have human beings represented. And that's me, the human representative. Alright, so let's step back up onto the boardwalk. There we go. I probably could have worn my shoes, they wouldn't have gotten very wet. But I'm glad I wore my boots anyway. keep my shoes nice and dry. And my feet are nice and dry right now. Woohoo! So fun. And off the boardwalk we go. Alright. So, back into the forest. On this lovely sunny day. Jesus. It's at least 45 degrees. I think it's getting a little bit warmer. Wait, what is that over there? Oh, it's just a squirrel. I saw a brown lump about 40 yards away through the forest, on the forest floor. It moved, but it didn't twitch. I couldn't tell what it was. I thought it was some other kind of dude, like a mutti. And then it twitched, and it was just a squirrel's tail sticking up in the air. Alright, so, what to do? Oh, I think, given our time constraints, I think I'll just start heading back out of here. And I'm looking up into the trees, looking for, I don't know, raptors and stuff. I do not see any birds, any big birds. There's the occasional little bird flitting around, doing little bird stuff. But I don't see any big birds. I don't see any raptors. Well, they'll start showing up here in a couple months, or in about a month. They start showing up around the end of March. And what was that? That's just another squirrely. Squirrel noises. I'm having difficulty walking on this frozen path. There we go. I feel better. But I've got one more big stretch of ice coming up here. This is going to be dangerous. I hope I don't fall down. I am glad we got to see some muskrats today. We saw one little muskrat and our big muskrat, who is obviously the king of the pond or something, because he spooks the little muskrats. Now I'm on ice again, but it's rough and weird. Okay. Whew. I made it off the ice. Right as I'm starting to walk out of the forest. Rockin' good news. Here we are behind the building. And walking around the dragonfly pond, which is also completely frozen over, with some animal tracks down in it, probably fox and or raccoon. Here's the shed. There's no mottis under the shed. It's too cold for that. And here we are on the side of the building, approaching my wonderful car. I do love it. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Muskrat Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Whew, getting in my car. I gotta go. Tune in tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー。This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my DJ Kumata. Welcome to my